Glory to God in the highest, December 25. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God, and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. I entreat you, my brethren and sisters, to make Christmas a blessing to yourselves and others. The birth of Jesus was celebrated by the heavenly host. Angels of God, in the appearance of a star, conducted the wise men on their mission in search of Jesus. They came with gifts and costly offerings of frankincense and myrrh, to pay their oblation to the infant king foretold in prophecy. They followed the brilliant messengers with assurance and great joy. The angels appeared to the humble shepherds, guarding their flocks by night, upon Bethlehem's plains. One angel first appeared, clothed with a panoply of heaven, and so surprised and so terrified were the shepherds that they could only gaze upon the wondrous glory of the heavenly visitant with unutterable amazement. The angel of the Lord came to them and said, Fear not, for, behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. No sooner had their eyes become accustomed to the glorious presence of the one angel, than, lo, the whole plain was lighted up with the wondrous glory of the multitude of angels that peopled the plains of Bethlehem. The angel quieted the fears of the shepherds before opening their eyes to behold the multitude of the heavenly host, all praising God, and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace, goodwill toward men. Then was the melody of heaven heard by mortal ears, and the heavenly choir swept back to heaven as they closed their ever-memorable anthem. The light faded away and the shadows of the night once more fell on the hills and plains of Bethlehem, but there remained in the hearts of the shepherds the brightest picture mortal man had ever looked upon, and the blessed promise and assurance of the advent to our world of the Savior of men, which filled their hearts with joy and gladness, mingled with faith and wondrous love to God. Those who love God should feel deeply interested in the children and youth. To them God can reveal His truth and salvation. Jesus calls the little ones that believe on Him the lambs of His flock. He has a special love for and interest in the children. The most precious offering that the children can give to Jesus is the freshness of their childhood.